BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is Harriet Cass. Good afternoon. After more than a week of mounting pressure over phone hacking allegations, Rebecca Brooks has resigned as chief executive of News International. James Murdoch has said his organisation will apologise to the nation in advertisements in newspapers this Sunday. Britain is sending more Tornado jets to Libya. The adopted son of the Pink Floyd guitarist, Dave Gilmour, has been jailed for 16 months for offences committed during student fees protests in London. Rebecca Brooks has resigned as chief executive of News International. There's been more than a week of sustained criticism of her handling of the phone hacking crisis at News International. Her resignation had been called for by the Prime Minister and other political leaders. Yet Rupert Murdoch had consistently backed her. In a statement this morning, she thanked the Murdochs for their support and said she had a deep responsibility for the people who had been hurt. She'll be replaced at the head of Britain's biggest newspaper group by a broadcasting executive from Italy. John Williams reports.
Rebecca Brooks broke the news of her resignation in an email to staff at News International. She said she had believed it was the right and responsible action to lead the company during what she called the heat of the crisis that followed allegations of phone hacking. But that desire to remain had made her a focal point of the debate, and that she had given Rupert and James Murdoch her resignation, which they had accepted. Rebecca Brooks said her departure would allow her to focus on the various inquiries into phone hacking, including her appearance next Tuesday before the Commons, Culture, Media and Sport Select Committee. Its chairman, John Whittingdale, welcomed her resignation.
Most people will feel that this is the right decision, but perhaps it is one that should have come rather earlier. All of us want to get to the truth in this matter. That is why the committee is holding its inquiry and the hearing on Tuesday afternoon. If Rebecca Brooks is going to come and appear before us and give us all the facts, then that will be extremely welcome.
Rebecca Brooks joined the News of the World as a secretary aged 20. In 2000, she was appointed the paper's youngest editor before, 3 years later, she became the first female editor of The Sun. But her two-year tenure as chief executive of News International was dogged by allegations of phone hacking and payments to police officers. In a statement, James Murdoch paid tribute to Rebecca Brooks, thanking her for her 22 years with News International, describing her as one of the outstanding editors of her generation. But he acknowledged that the company had made mistakes, and Dame Anne Leslie of the Daily Mail is critical of Rebecca Brooks' track record.
It's inexplicable to me that Rupert Murdoch has this strange tendresse for her, because actually she wasn't that brilliant an editor. I mean, for example, she turned down the huge leak about the MP's expenses on the grounds there wasn't enough sex in it. So, of course, somebody else, the Telegraph, got the scoop. That's not really very good.
Rebecca Brooks will be replaced as the chief executive of Britain's biggest newspaper group by the head of Sky Italia, Tom Mockbridge, a broadcasting executive with little recent experience of the print media. This weekend, James Murdoch says News International will run advertisements in all the UK national newspapers, he says, to apologise to the nation for what has happened.
David Cameron and the Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg both said that Rebecca Brooks had made the right decision to resign. Mr. Clegg said it was an important first step, but Mrs. Brooks still had plenty of questions to answer when she appeared before a parliamentary committee next week. The Labour leader Ed Miliband says Rebecca Brooks should have stepped down straight away.
I'm pleased that Rebecca Brooks has finally accepted responsibility for what happened on her watch as editor of the News of the World, the hacking of the phones of Millie Dowler, for example. But as I said when I called for her resignation 10 days ago, this isn't just about one individual, it's about the culture of an organisation. And when Rupert Murdoch says that News International have handled these allegations extremely well, I think people up and down the country will be thinking that really beggars belief.
The hacking of the voicemail of the murdered schoolgirl, Millie Dowler, remains the most damaging allegation levelled at News International. Mark Lewis, the Dowler family's solicitor, said he was pleased that Mrs. Brooks had resigned.
News International and the News of the World had ruined people's lives, focused on their tragedy, and in a sense, it's the chicken coming home to roost. It's time. Every dog has its day, and Rebecca Brooks, I suppose, is that dog.
The Labour MP Tom Watson, who sits on the committee which will hear evidence from Rupert and James Murdoch next week, has called for an urgent response by the Metropolitan Police Commissioner to links between the Yard and Neil Wallace, the former deputy editor of the News of the World, who was arrested yesterday in connection with the phone hacking investigation. The Metropolitan Police had hired Neil Wallace as a PR advisor after he left the paper. Mr. Watson said many elements of this matter still needed to be addressed.
There are big searching questions over the Metropolitan Police this morning. I find it absolutely unbelievable that John Yates could attend a number of parliamentary inquiries, be specifically asked about his relationship with the former deputy editor of the News of the World, and not admit to that committee that he was actually a contractor to the Metropolitan Police. It shows an unbelievably bad judgment on his part, and Paul Stevenson has got to deal with that today.
The US Attorney General Eric Holder has said he's still reviewing evidence to determine whether he'll hold an inquiry into News Corporation's activities in America. Speaking in Sydney, Mr. Holder confirmed that the FBI was investigating claims that the victims of the September the 11th attacks or their relatives had their phones hacked. Mr. Holder said a careful review of the evidence available was taking place.
Well, there have been serious allegations raised in that regard in Great Britain, and there's an ongoing investigation there, as is appropriate. There have been members of Congress in the United States who have asked us to investigate those same allegations, and we are progressing in that regard using the appropriate federal law enforcement agencies in the United States.
The headlines again. After more than a week of mounting pressure over phone hacking allegations, Rebecca Brooks has resigned as chief executive of News International. James Murdoch has said his organisation will apologise to the nation in advertisements in newspapers this Sunday. Britain is sending more Tornado jets to Libya. The adopted son of the Pink Floyd guitarist Dave Gilmour has been jailed for 16 months for offences committed during student fees protests in London. BBC News.
So, anything you think that needs to be answered? I want to know whether you think these apologies in the papers over the weekend is enough. I want to know whether you think that the members of Parliament are really now getting themselves far too excited about this. They are in part responsible for what has gone on. They are the ones who have cozied up David Cameron, Gordon Brown, and before that, Tony Blair, particularly those last three, well, last two and this current one, who have tried their hardest to manipulate themselves into favourable positions with the media. You can tell that by the people that they actually employ to be their press representatives. So maybe politicians have got to look to themselves a little as well. You tell me, 0845 6060 973. You're listening to LBC. OK, it's 4.45 in London. Let's get the latest news headlines. Here's Peter Ferris.
James, thank you. Rupert Murdoch has met the parents and sister of the murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler to discuss the claims the News of the World hacked into Millie's mobile phone after she disappeared. News Corporation is to apologise in national newspapers tomorrow for the serious wrongdoing by the paper and the hurt suffered by the individuals affected. It's been disclosed the former News of the World editor, Andy Coulson, stayed as David Cameron's guest at Chequers in March, weeks after he resigned as the Prime Minister's head of communications. And Rebecca Brooks has stepped down as the chief executive of News International ahead of her appearance before a committee of MPs next week. London's weather, the sun will set at 14 minutes past nine, a warm, sunny and dry late afternoon. It's 23 degrees at Buckingham Palace. This is LBC 97.3.
The Homebase summer sale is now on across the store. We've everything you need to create your perfect kitchen. All our kitchen units are half price. Plus, when you spend over £300 on your kitchen, including appliances, sinks, taps, worktops and accessories, there's an extra 15% off. Homebase.
Confused.com about rising car insurance costs. Almost everyone could save by using Confused.com.
You could save yourself a fortune. Compare insurance at Confused.com. We're saving money at Confused.com.
Confused.com. Clickety click. Job done.
97% could save. 50% could save up to £200. Consumer intelligence, April 11.
Confused.com.
Hey there, business traveller. Why so frantic? Travelling from one meeting to the next? Uh-oh, client cancelled? Stuck in traffic? There has to be a better way. Ta-da! PowWow Now. Conference calls with no booking, no billing, no fuss. Best thing, the service is free. So chill, stay where you are, and have a Powwow Now conference call. Register at powwownow.co.uk.
Have your say with James Whale. Call 0845 6060973. Text 84850.
Now, welcome back. John Whittingdale is the chairman of the Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee. He's also the Tory MP for Maldon. He joins us now. John, very good afternoon to you. I know you're busy today, and I think you'll probably be quite busy over the weekend, right up until next Tuesday. First of all, do you think you're going to have to change your questioning of Rebecca Brooks now that she has resigned from News International?
No, not a great deal. I mean, obviously, our main concern is to find out what has been going on, both during the time when she was editor of the News of the World, because we now discover that the original phone hacking of Millie Dowler's phone took place during her time as editor, but also since then, during her time as chief executive. The fact that she's no longer in that position doesn't change anything.
There's been quite a lot of criticism of the way the committee actually questioned the head and former heads of the Metropolitan Police earlier on this week. Do you think that criticism was fair?
Well, I mean, obviously that wasn't my committee, that was the Home Affairs Committee.
Yeah. So I
wasn't present for that hearing because actually we were meeting ourselves, so I didn't hear it. I have read the criticism. And obviously, you know, that I will bear that in mind when we come to decide our own strategy.
Do you think there is anything that Rebecca Brooks, James and Rupert Murdoch can do to actually make the rest of this country think that they're not as bad as they're being painted at the moment? Is there anything they can really say that is going to help? I mean,
the first thing they can say is to apologise for what has been going on in the newspapers they control. I mean, Rupert Murdoch is the face of News Corporation. He is personally identified with the company, and to have him say in public that he is horrified by what has happened and to apologise for it and to make it clear that he is going to do everything possible to cooperate in the inquiries, and I hope that is what he will say. I think that is the very least we would expect.
I'm sure that he probably will, but do you think that because, and I'm just interested to know what is in your mind and the mind of your committee in a way, John, which is why I'm asking you these questions. Do you think you will take into account the fact that he is a very elderly gentleman, isn't he? I mean, some people say he should have perhaps stepped down 10 years ago, maybe more, from running this organisation.
Well, he is an elderly gentleman, but you know, I mean, he's still very much in control of his company. He is the head of it. You know, we are told that he is absolutely still in charge, and therefore he bears ultimate responsibility. But we will obviously also have James Murdoch there, who was the chairman until very recently of News International in Britain. And it was James Murdoch who publicly stated that Parliament had been misled by some of his senior executives. So we want to obviously talk to him specifically about that.
Now, do you think that some members of Parliament are going to have to hang their heads a little bit in as far as this this scandal is concerned? Because it seems that from all parties, there have been people trying to get close to the Murdochs and even other media barons, of course.
Well, I think that is certainly true. Both the Prime Minister and indeed Leader of the Opposition have said that they are concerned about that and that there needs to be change. Certainly there needs to be much greater transparency in the future about it. But it is a fact of life that our media is controlled by a number of very powerful individuals. And it's, I suppose, inevitable that politicians who rely upon the media will want to try and keep close to them.
And do you think David Cameron is going to find your committee's questioning of the Murdochs and Rebecca Brooks next week a little embarrassing?
I hope that all three will come to the committee wanting to be as open as possible and to give as full account as they can of what is known and what isn't known about what is going on in their papers. They have said that they wish to fully cooperate with the committee, and whilst obviously I accept the need not to jeopardise any potential police investigation, I hope that that is the attitude that they will take.
Do you think there will be any politicians that you will call? I mean, could you even call the Prime Minister, perhaps?
No, I mean, I think that's much more likely to be done by the judicial inquiry, because that has got a much wider remit. That is looking at the whole way in which the press operates and the relationship between press and politicians. So, I mean, I think I would imagine that the judicial inquiry may well want to talk to senior politicians, both past and present.
John, thank you very much indeed for your time. John Whittingdale, chairman of the Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee, also the Tory MP for Maldon, and his committee will be the committee questioning the Murdochs and Rebecca Brooks next week on Tuesday. Now, Sue Mansfield joins us for Business News. Another big development in the hacking scandal today, of course, Sue, is that the gap left by Rebecca Brooks has to be filled. And also, what about the share prices of News Corp?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, obviously, this position as chief executive of Rupert Murdoch's UK newspaper empire had to be filled somehow. After all, we were hearing, weren't we, just yesterday that Rupert and James Murdoch might find it hard to find time to attend that select committee meeting. So someone had to step in. And this is a man. His name is Tom Mockridge. He's been with News Corp since 1991. And he takes over at the helm of the UK newspaper empire after leaving the position of chief executive of Sky Italia. Now, that's been a really important role, actually, for them, for the organisation, because he was tasked there to take on Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's Mediaset empire head to head. And in fact, Sky Italia has taken over as Italy's pay television market leader. So he's done pretty well over there. He's also got a big history in papers as well. He's a New Zealander. He started on papers there, and then he took over as chairman of independent newspapers. And this is going to be key as well, because one of his key priorities, it seems, is going to be launching the new Sun on Sunday to replace the News of the World. So he's going to have that as his, one of his big jobs. And of course, we heard from Rupert Murdoch in that interview with the Wall Street Journal saying the idea of selling off the other UK papers is pure rubbish. So it looks as though he is going to expand on that. So that's his job. BSkyB shares today up 2%. So continuing that gentle rise back.
Thank you very much indeed, Sue Mansfield. Come back in an hour. Tell us about Europe's banks passing the latest stress test or not, and jobs go at the Co-op. That and the latest on the hacking scandal as well. You're listening to LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3 Business.
With clubworkspace.co.uk. Touchdown, work and network with other London entrepreneurs. When was the last time you did something you'll never forget? Head online to lbc.co.uk now and tell us your most memorable travel story for the chance to win a city break, thanks to the LBC Travel Show and lastminute.com.
I'm Simon Calder, and you could be heading to Spain's cultural hotspot, Barcelona. So let us know your stories online to win.
Start your story with lastminute.com. The LBC Travel Show with Simon Calder, Sunday nights from 7.
Some joker's drawn in the dirt on the van.
What, clean me?
Nah, it says get down to your local Peugeot dealer and selected new Peugeot vans come with 3 years 0% APR, 3 years free servicing, 3 years AA cover and a 3 year 100,000 mile warranty.
That's strangely informative.
Visit your local Peugeot dealer before July the 18th and get 3 years hassle-free motoring with selected new Peugeot vans. But cleaning it is up to you. Business users only. Excludes 207 van. Terms and conditions apply. 3 years or 36,000 mile servicing. Whichever comes first.
Now, Rupert Murdoch will use adverts in national newspapers tomorrow to apologise for the News of the World's serious wrongdoing. Do you think that is enough? And are you concerned about the possibility of over-regulation of our print media? And where do the politicians fit into all of this? And plus, we'll be talking about Britain sending four more RAF Tornado jets to join international operations against Colonel Gaddafi's forces in Libya. The Ministry of Defence has said that today, but of course that's going fairly down the running order of news at the moment. But have we considered how much more expensive this is going to be? So that and a whole lot more after the news.
On FM, online and digital radio. London's biggest conversation. This is LBC 97.3.
From the LBC News Centre at 5 o'clock, Rupert Murdoch meets Millie Dowler's family. Cameron hosted Coulson at Chequers in March and EuroMillions winners reveal themselves. Good afternoon, I'm Peter Ferris. Rupert Murdoch has met Millie Dowler's family as he stepped up efforts to stem the damage caused by the News of the World hacking into her mobile phone. The head of News Corporation held talks with Millie's parents, Sally and Bob, and her sister Gemma in a hotel in London this afternoon. Police claims that Millie's phone had been hacked after her disappearance in 2002, triggered the string of damaging revelations which led to the News of the World's closure last week. LBC's Dan Friedman is following this latest development and joined us live from Westminster. Dan.
Thank you, Peter. Well, Mark Lewis told me he would be meeting Rupert Murdoch with the Dowler family this afternoon somewhere in central London. We understand it's taken place on Aldwych, and he says the meeting's been set up by News Corporation. I asked him what he was going to say to Mr. Murdoch. He said, I think the question is, what is he going to say to me? We've had a statement from News International which has confirmed the meeting's taking place. We understand it was behind closed doors, so no cameras allowed in. They say it's an opportunity for Mr. Murdoch to unreservedly apologise for any hurt caused. And of course, the company will also run ads with a personal apology from the chairman of News Corporation tomorrow, saying, we're sorry, the News of the World was in the business of holding others to account. It failed when it came to itself. We've also heard in the last few minutes that David Cameron's former spin doctor Andy Coulson, who was arrested last week in relation to payments made to police, stayed at Chequers, the Prime Minister's grace and favour country home, in March. That's 2 months after he resigned as Director of Communications at Downing Street over the phone hacking scandal. Remember, Mr. Coulson edited the News of the World when Glenn Mulcair and Clive Goodman were jailed for phone hacking in 2007. And this is all part of Downing Street publishing a list of meetings between Mr. Cameron and senior media figures as part of an effort to clean house, it would seem.
Dan, thank you. Well, David Cameron has said Rebecca Brooks' decision to step down as chief executive of News International was the right one. Mrs. Brooks said she didn't want to detract attention from all their honest endeavours to fix the problems of the past. She said stepping down would give her the time to fully cooperate with the police investigation into phone hacking, police bribes, the judge-led inquiry, and answer MPs' questions. The Labour MP Tom Watson has been at the forefront of demands for action over the phone hacking, and told LBC her exit is undignified.
The one thing I've learnt about this company is they are very arrogant and they find it hard to be held to account. It almost affects the collective psyche of the organisation when they're challenged and they're very, very aggressive. So I think she was almost sort of dragged out, really. They didn't understand that public opinion was growing about this.
The Labour MP Tom Watson. In other news, London Fire Brigade has begun an investigation into how five firefighters became trapped in a lift in a burning tower block and suffering smoke inhalation. Two firefighters were among seven people taken to hospital following the fire at the luxury apartment block in Lambeth early this morning. The Fire Brigade's union has said it'd like to take part in a joint investigation. The Royal Brompton Hospital in Chelsea has been granted permission to seek a judicial review of what it calls a deeply flawed consultation. The hospital will bring its case that the process has led to its children's heart surgery unit being closed to the High Court. Europe's biggest lottery winners have been revealed as Colin and Chris Weir from Largs in Ayrshire, the couple who've been married for 30 years and have two children, won £161 million in Tuesday's EuroMillions draw. Chris says it took the whole night for the realisation to sink in.
It got to about 4 o'clock in the morning, the dawn was breaking, you know, we have a great view from the back end of our house, you know, and we could see the sun coming up. It was just, you know, magical, but we still couldn't sleep. We were just absolutely full of adrenaline. We even opened a bottle of wine, and I don't drink.
The world's top two golfers are in serious danger of missing the cut at the Open. Lee Westwood is 4 over par after his two rounds, and that means he looks likely to not qualify for the third day. World number one Luke Donald is only a shot better off, though that might be enough to continue his championship. Darren Clark holds a share of the clubhouse lead on 4 under. The FTSE 100 ended the day at 58.43, down 3 points. And London's weather, sunset is at 9.14pm, a warm, sunny and dry late afternoon. Rain will move in from the southwest and turn heavy through the night. The low later 14 degrees Celsius. Right now at the Houses of Parliament, it's 23 degrees. This is LBC at 5.04.
Now, Rupert Murdoch will use adverts in national newspapers tomorrow to apologise for the News of the World Series wrongdoing. Do you think that's enough? And are you concerned about the possibility of over-regulation of the print media?
From the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre, I'm Alan Joyce. Now, the M25 still looking very slow anti-clockwise from Junction 17 at Rickmansworth down to Junction 11 at Chertsey. We're looking at delays of up to an hour and a half on that side now. And clockwise still crawling as well from Junction 12 up to 15 with nearly half-hour delays from the M3 up to the M4. Very slow as well in the roadworks from Junction 19 at Watford down to Junction 23 at South Mimms with delays of almost half an hour there. And clockwise also crawling from Junction 27 at the M11 down towards the Dartford crossing. Delays of just over an hour flashing up on the screens on that side now. The M1 now has one lane closed northbound between Junction 9 at the A5 and Junction 10 at Luton because of a vehicle fire, adding to the queues approaching the roadworks. The A10 in Turnford is still closed in both directions at Half Hyde Lane because of an accident, and in Feltham, Staines Road is now closed between Bentfont Lane and Harlington Road West after an accident there. For the Tube, severe delays on the Metropolitan line between Aldgate and Harrow on the Hill, and there are also delays on the Jubilee, Circle and Hammersmith and City lines. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in 15 minutes.
LBC 97.3. Call 0845 6060973. Text 84850. Have your say with James Whale.
Very good afternoon to you, James Wells Drive on LBC 97.3 this hour. Of course, still a chance to win an Apple iPad 2 in our competition. We'll keep you up to date with the traffic situation. Fairly busy out there as we head into the weekend, it has to be said. Alan Joyce here every 15 minutes. And, of course, we're talking about the phone hacking scandal. We will be talking about Libya, which is moving up a gear a little bit later on in this hour as well. But first, Dennis McShane, former Cabinet Minister and Labour MP for Rotherham, joins me. Dennis, good afternoon to you.
James.
Dennis. Now, we're just seeing a letter, of course, for Rupert Murdoch has sent out making a full apology for all the actions of the News of the World. Of course, it's expected the same will happen when he goes in front of the committee next week with James Murdoch and Rebecca Brooks. After these apologies have, if in fact they are made, Dennis, is that it, or do we expect him to sort of fall on his sword a bit more?
Do you believe he's sincere? Anybody?
You can never tell that, can you? But what do you want from him?
But look, only 3 or 4 days ago, he had his arms around Rebecca Wade saying, she's my girl, I'm going to protect her. Now he's stabbed her in the back, chopped her to bits and thrown her overboard. He closed down the
I think that's a little harsh, Dennis, to be honest.
Well,
I think
on.
That's I mean, just
you know,
a little
Rebecca
harsh.
Rebecca was his dining companion and the woman he'd come from New York to support only yesterday. Now she's fallen on her sword. We've still got all the victims of the News of the World shut down. We've got 4,000 plus people that his men hacked into. I don't know if he's going to apologise to all of them.
Well, hang on, Dennis. We're not sure whether all those people have been hacked into, are we? They're just numbers that they found on a paper. They're going through them to find out whether they have been hacked into or not.
Well, I was one of them. The police showed me evidence, and it contained some quite confidential government information. It dates back to when I was a minister, and it's just, it was, I mean, I fell off my seat when I actually saw that the police, the News of the World chap had got this material on a private mobile phone numbers and so forth. I don't know. Of course, nobody can prove it, but it was just very frightening. That any newspaper was getting into this wasn't this, you know, into secret confidential government business. Now, stories about the seventh.
Let me go back. I mean, I just find it amazing that all of you guys in Parliament didn't take more care of your security, really. I mean, surely you must have been told by those people in charge, you've got to be very, very careful about who you talk to on a mobile and what you leave messages here, there and everywhere else.
I have a telephone at home, I mail that comes in, and one kind of assumes that is fairly private. Now, okay, you're perfectly right. And if a super duper spy wants to hack into any of that information, what I never thought it would be a British mainstream tabloid newspaper. But I think to take your point, he can publish apologies tomorrow. What I can't believe is how this story goes on and on and on.
Well, that's because we're all talking about it, I suppose.
Well, no, because there are just huge new developments. We have now got this story about another one of the editors who's been arrested, and yet he was hired by the Metropolitan Police on £1,000 a day. Again, going into the heart of Scotland Yard, we've not yet had David Cameron fully explain why Andy Coulson was at the heart of Number 10 after he formed the government last year. We've got these two judge-led inquiries, which I think will go well beyond the News of the World. And I think, don't forget, when President Nixon ordered the first news about the break-in at Watergate, it took a full 3 years before he collapsed in ruins. And this story...
Well, that was Nixon. Are you suggesting that David Cameron is going to crumble like Nixon? And maybe we should see more crumbling from Gordon Brown and a bit of crumbling from Tony Blair as well, all who seem to cozy up to the media as much as they could.
If you want to have that discussion, I think you're absolutely right. And Margaret Thatcher, who was Rupert Murdoch's closest buddy, I called Woodrow Wyatt, who acted as an intermediary, and think you probably saw him more than any other prime minister. Now, the media, like Mr. Murdoch, the editors of the Daily Mail and Sunday, not oddly enough, the broadcasters, have in the last 25, 30 years become as powerful as the trade union barons were in the 1970s. They've been able to dictate to government, the politicians have walked in fear of them, and suddenly that magic spell, I think, has been broken. But we've got at least, I'd say, 2 years of this judge-led inquiry, firstly into all the hacking, which will have to go beyond the News of the World, and then secondly into writing a new rule book so the relationship between the public and the press is utterly changed. Practices that people just thought they could take for granted. I don't think anybody understood. The majority of journalists, I think, weren't involved in this, will now not any longer be able to happen. So it's going to cast a huge shadow. What does Andy Coulson got to say about his relationship with David Cameron if he gets as far as the court case? Or what has Rebecca Wade Brooks got to say? This is going to go on and on and on.
And do you think... sorry, Dennis, because we'll run out of time. Do you think that the control of the media is something you would like to see? I've spoken to many MPs over the past couple of days, and as soon as I say, how much control do you want to see over the press? Oh, no, we don't. We want to have a free
nothing.
Press.
I want no control at all, but I want, if you like... On behalf of the people, and if you read books about the News of the World, there's a couple of great ones by a guy called Peter Burton, how they set out to just humiliate and destroy ordinary people. What I want is the idea of an apology, the idea of a correction, the idea of saying sorry. And there's great journalism in Britain. Focus on the big issues of state and economy and deficit. Attack Labour, attack whoever you like. No problem at all with that. But do it on the basis of facts. And frankly, you know, the liberal and left papers as wanting on this score as Mr. Murdoch's papers. And if we can get that relationship right, we can have a healthier Britain. The union barons had to be put back in their box 30-odd years ago. Now the press barons have to be put back in their box. But no, not state control or anything like that, but a media that checks its facts, doesn't start off on the premise whose lives are we going to destroy this Sunday, and if it gets something wrong, says sorry loud and clear.
Dennis, always nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're going to have a busy weekend like most people involved. Dennis McShane, former cabinet minister and also Labour MP for Rotherham. 0845 6060 973, is an apology ever enough in a situation like this? And if it's not, what do you expect the Murdochs to actually do then? You tell me. Now, don't forget, we're giving away the Apple iPad 2 between now and 6. I've mentioned it once. I should have mentioned it more, so someone's going to get this nice and easily. One of you's going to win this. Whoever has the lowest unique bid by 6 o'clock this evening will win the Apple iPad 2. Amazing second-generation iPad. Thinner, lighter, faster, And also, we're great for viewing high-definition videos as well. Now, if you haven't entered the competition before, this is how you do it. You get your mobile, you put in LBC, then you put in what you think will be the lowest unique bid. Remembering, bids are in pennies. And we've got an update coming in just to tell you how many bids there need to be or what area. I'll tell you in a moment. Yesterday's winning bid was £159, but that's at £1.59. So remember, bids are in pennies. Currently, we have got, let's see, six vacant bids below £2. So there we are. Yesterday's winning bid was £1.59, and currently we've still got six vacant bids below £2. So remember, your bids are in pennies. You don't need to put in a pound sign. You don't need to put in a decimal point. You just put in LBC and the number, which will be in pennies, and send it to me at this number. Only this number for the competition. 88821. Treble 821. Send that to me as soon as you can. Whoever has the lowest unique bid will tell you in the final hour of the show. The competition ends at 6. As I say, I'll tell you who the winner is in the final hour. Players must be over 16. Entries are limited. Cost £1.50 plus standard rates. If you want to find out more, go to lbc.co.uk. So for the amazing Apple iPad 2, text LBC. Put in your bid. Send it to me at 88821. Good luck. You're listening to LBC. Now, 5:16 in the capital. Let's get the latest news headlines. Here's Peter Ferris.
James, thank you. Rupert Murdoch has met the parents and sister of the murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler to discuss the claims the News of the World hacked into Millie's mobile phone after she disappeared. News Corporation is to apologise in national newspapers tomorrow for the serious wrongdoing by the paper and the hurt suffered by the individuals affected. The chief executive of News International, Rebecca Brooks, has resigned over the hacking scandal, and it's emerged the News of the World's former editor, Andy Coulson, stayed as David Cameron's guest at Chequers in March after resigning as his head of communications in January. London's weather, sunset is at 9:14. Rain will move into London from the southwest and turn heavy through the night. It's currently 22 degrees at Big Ben. This is LBC 97.3.
LBC Drive Time with Club Workspace. Drop into the network sessions every Wednesday afternoon.
The Homebase summer sale is now on across the store. We've everything you need to create your perfect kitchen. All our kitchen units are half price. Plus, when you spend over £300 on your kitchen, including appliances, sinks, taps, worktops and accessories, there's an extra 15% off. Homebase.
I did discover two newspaper articles about the availability of implants. I went to see Daywood and Tanner, and he did admit that it would be challenging because of my lack of bone. We got on really well, and immediately I knew I would be in safe hands. And in January arrived the big day, and later that day, picked up by my son, took home 2 days after the procedure. I was absolutely fine.
Change your life with dental implants from Daywood and Tanner. Go to whenyousmile.com.
Take a test drive with a difference, the smart way. It'll cut through all your assumptions about a car. Turn left, turn right, on a grand slalom between giant ice cream cones, sitting in a space that's bigger inside than out. Squeeze through impossible gaps, zig down the alley, zag through the archway, shimmy round the island and park on a postage stamp. How smart is that? Find out this weekend.
Visit smarttestdrives.co.uk to find your participating smart retailer. Park all your preconceptions and take a test drive with a difference. Smart. Open your mind.
This week on Nick Ferrari at Breakfast.
Rupert Murdoch, he's been a force in media for more than 40 years now. Force for good? Actually, as he dragged us down. Through the course of this programme, we'll be reflecting on the words of the former Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, how you feel he fared bitter or brave. We'll also be looking at the US implications of this. That potentially could be huge. Can I just urge now a note of caution? We are very close to having a completely muzzled press, and the politicians, you will hear the cheers all over this great island of ours.
Nick Ferrari is back tomorrow morning from 5 with his Review of the Week, LBC 97.3.
Okay, we're talking, of course, about what is happening in the world of the media at the moment. There are other things happening, and I do want to talk about the stepping up of the campaign against Gaddafi in Libya, which we seem to be merrily going along with, although I don't think anybody's been talking about it very much. Howard in Suffolk, however, wanted to say this, and I think it's quite interesting. He said, James, all this fuss because none of these people knew they needed to change their voicemail PIN number. It's hardly a hack when security is left as wide open as this. And James, this from Tom in Streatham, he says, it would appear that the powers that be are demanding a far higher code of ethics than they themselves are capable of. I'm hoping to see more resignations here, but this time it should be the politicians and members of the police service who've spent the last 9 years sitting on their grubby little fingers watching Boris on the TV earlier in the week made me smile. I can see why he didn't want this case followed up. OK, 0845 600 973. Let's talk to Jonathan Gabay, who is a branding and marketing expert. In fact, we talked to Jonathan earlier in the week. Jonathan, good afternoon to you.
Hi, James.
Do you think that with Rebecca Brooks now deciding to go, this is going to help the Murdoch brand, or do you think they're still in pretty deep water?
They're still in deep water, but in terms of Rebecca going, I was speaking last week on Bloomberg TV, and I actually predicted that she would go 1 week later. You couldn't he couldn't have her go yet. He has to. It's too soon. It's all part. I mean, this is this is newspapers, and they're very good at telling a great yarn, a great story. Now, what is important from a branding point of view is this. Is that in terms of Millie's family, it's disgusting, it's deplorable, but we all know all that, and I know that they're having talks with their family, with her family at the moment, to see what can be done there. Mm. But we've got to be very realistic. And in truth, that was the biggest selling, I'm talking about News of the World.
Yeah, yeah.
News of the World was the biggest selling newspaper, okay? And so there is now a huge market gap. So it's very predictable almost that you're going to get all the other newspaper people who are going to start pointing fingers and saying, oh, it shouldn't be allowed, because they're vying to fill in that market gap. And the fact is that if people didn't want to listen to Tittle Tattle, they wouldn't have actually read the paper. Not saying that that what they did was right in any way. But there is a market.
So let's we hear a lot about the public interest, Jonathan, and
yeah.
And as appalling and disgusting and illegal and everything yeah. else as all these things are, you know, yeah. when a tragedy like the Dowler family had to go through, there is amazing public interest in that.
Well, of course, absolutely, and in a way that is absolutely right. Of course there's public interest, but it's also public interest in terms of what they did in terms of the hacking stuff. But the fact is, I go back to what I said before. It's a very simple thing. Is there a market for something? Yes or no? There was a market, because the proof is, in a world where publications and all media are really struggling to get advertising space sold and stuff like that, that paper was actually getting advertising space sold. Now, you could say, as Hugh Grant was saying when they interviewed him about all this sort of idea, so, well, we've been putting up with this as celebrities for a long, long time. It is a reality. You know, I remember when I was a kid, there was a magazine called Titbits. Do you remember Titbits?
I do.
You remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
It was all exactly what the word said. It was all, you know, tidbits of this and that and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, sells. I mean, you know, get real, that's what sells.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think all the righteous indignation that we're hearing from politicians at the moment is yeah. very truthful. I think, unfortunately, they think they might have the media on the back foot. I've just talked to Dennis McShane. He said, you know, we've got to sort the media out like we sorted the unions out a few years before. But I'm sorry, I don't see the media in the same way I saw the unions.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Look, two things on that one. Number one is the politicians must be having a field day because of what the Daily Telegraph exposed a couple of years ago in terms of the expenses. So now the shoe's on the other foot as such.
Yeah.
And number two, from a marketing and branding point of view, I think what the net result of all of this is that people will say, well, hold on a minute. The allegedly the media were doing things wrong. Allegedly the police were doing things wrong. Allegedly, the politicians were doing things wrong. Well, in that case, we live in a world where everyone's doing something wrong. So I might as well just get a good read. And so now there's that market gap and someone will fill it.
Do you think it'll be the Sunday Sun or the Sun on Sunday that will fill it?
Not if the competitors to News International have anything to do with it.
But, you know, I don't know where we can go from here. If the Murdochs go to this committee next week and they apologise, they've already, Rupert Murdoch's written a letter of apology, a full apology. Rebecca Brooks says she's going to clear her name, that's why she resigned. I mean, what more can they do? And I don't think, to be honest with you, Jonathan, I don't think that the newspaper buying public are going to be of that effect. They'll go to the petrol station or the paper shop, wherever they get their papers on Sunday, and they'll buy the papers they always buy.
Absolutely. You know, James, you and I think exactly the same way. Last Saturday night, I was interviewed with whoever it was. I was interviewed with someone, and someone was on the phone who was very indignant, and he said, we should all tomorrow, at the last News of the World gets published, everyone in the country should not buy the News of the World because of, and then he went on to the usual stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is I said, I totally agree that what they did was absolutely abhorrent. There's no two ways about it. However, I also predict that it will be a sellout.
And it was.
Because that's human nature.
Yeah. Listen, I've got to go. The news has beaten us. Jonathan, always good to talk. Thank you very much indeed. Jonathan Gabay, or goodbye, I should say, who's a branding and marketing expert looking at how the Murdoch brand may survive. It will survive, I'm pretty sure, don't you think? Will you be buying the newspapers this weekend? I imagine all of us will. You're listening to LBC 97.3.
LBC Drive Time with clubworkspace.co.uk. A first step to working from home.
We're ready for takeoff.
A Lego mini aeroplane by Tommy, aged 8 1/4. It's just one of 6 Lego City toys to collect at Esso stations. Just £1.50 each when you spend £20 or more on Esso fuel.
We're coming to land.
Fuel your child's imagination this summer with Lego at Esso. At participating Esso stations while stocks last. Ask in store for details.
An enormous barbecue, 1 souped-up double-decker bus, 7 3/4 miles of bunting, and a wholly acceptable quantity of bins! We're giving away a stupendous summer party. To win it for you and 100 friends, go to facebook.com/pins. For the facts, drinkaware.co.uk.
St John's Wood, Maida Vale, Hampstead, Primrose Hill. When you have one of the most desirable properties in London, you need an estate agent to match. Introducing Hanover Residential, an established boutique estate agent with a bespoke approach. Hanover Residential specialises in the sale and letting of high-calibre property. For your complimentary market appraisal, visit hanoverresidential.co.uk. Hanover Residential, London's leading boutique estate agent.
You're listening to James Wales Drive on LBC 97.3 at 5:30.
From the LBC News Centre, I'm Peter Ferris. Rupert Murdoch has met Millie Dowler's family and made a full and humble apology for the revelations that Millie's mobile phone was hacked into by the News of the World after her disappearance. The head of News Corporation said sorry during talks with Millie's parents, Sally and Bob, and her sister Gemma in a hotel in London this afternoon. Police claims that Millie's phone had been hacked after her disappearance in 2002, triggered the string of damaging revelations which led to the paper's closure last week. Rupert Murdoch is to use adverts in national newspapers tomorrow to apologise for the serious wrongdoing by the News of the World. News International has said the ads will also say sorry for hurt suffered by the individuals affected. The Prime Minister has said he believes Rebecca Brooks took the right decision to resign as chief executive of News International this morning. She stepped down in the wake of the hacking scandal, although is still expected to appear before MPs next Tuesday to answer questions about the affair. It's emerged the former News of the World editor, Andy Coulson, stayed as David Cameron's guest at Chequers in March. Mr. Coulson was arrested last week in connection with alleged corruption and phone hacking at the newspaper. Downing Street says the Prime Minister hosted him at his official country home to thank him for his work as his Director of Communications. The former Cabinet Minister and Labour MP Dennis McShane told James, "It's anyone's guess where the whole hacking affair will ultimately lead."
got this story about another one of the editors who's been arrested, and yet he was hired by the Metropolitan Police for £1,000 a day. Again, going into the heart of Scotland Yard. We've not yet had David Cameron fully explain why Andy Coulson was at the heart of Number 10 after he formed the government last year. We've got these two judge-led inquiries, which I think will go well beyond the news of the world.
The Royal Brompton Hospital in Chelsea has been granted permission to seek a judicial review of what it calls a deeply flawed consultation. The hospital will bring its case that the process has led to its children's heart surgery unit being closed to the High Court. London Fire Brigade has begun an investigation into how five firefighters became trapped in a lift in a burning tower block and suffering smoke inhalation. Two firefighters were among seven people taken to hospital following the fire at the luxury apartment block in Lambeth early this morning. The Fire Brigade's union has said it would like to take part in a joint investigation. And London's weather, sunset is at 9:14 p.m. Rain will move into London from the southwest and turn heavy through the night. The temperature now at Marble Arch is 22 degrees. This is LBC at 5:32.